You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
The Lenten Devotion for March 13th, and the readings from John chapter 8, verses 47 to 51. Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." I would imagine that being a slave to something, one develops a certain mentality that is captive to that which is enslaving one. Over time, after internal tension between what is good and what is evil, one can give in from the battle and acquiesce to the slavery. After all, there's only so much one can do by oneself, given our sinful nature. And so often we give up. There's a chance of falling into despair or abandoning hope. But then we are surprised by hope, by a word of compassion, of grace, and of forgiveness. The gospel comes to us new and refreshing, and we give thanks, and we begin to walk in newness of life. The world and the flesh and the devil do not give up so easily, however. They remind us of our sins, old and fresh, even those contemplated, even if not acted upon. Daily we wake up and have to remind ourselves to whom we belong. It is difficult to break out of this mindset of guilt and regret. Being enslaved tends to create certain ways of thinking and being that need to be challenged by mercy and forgiveness. And it becomes hard to relinquish that sense of comfort and control when one is in familiar territory. And so like Paul in Romans 6 and 7, we go back and forth, desiring the right, then doing the wrong. Being a sinner, you will fall. But by the grace of God, we are forgiven saints by grace and faith alone. Here is the call to each of us who are claimed in baptism. And as one theologian, Watson, said, let go and let God. Be reminded by the word and in prayer that it is Christ Jesus who calls you, forgives you, and enlivens you. It is Jesus who frees you. And as his brothers and sisters who remind us who we are as a child of God. While in Lent, we are reminded of the cost of grace and what Jesus gave for us on the cross. We are encouraged to give up something in this time of discipline, that which we desire, something comfortable, pleasing, or delicious, that in those moments of wanting, we would turn away and contemplate the life we have by grace, remembering and giving thanks that Jesus has done for us what we could never do for ourselves. I used to say to my parishioners, when they were asking what I was giving up for Lent, I'd say, I'm giving up sin. Right. Lent may be a time of giving things up, but sometimes it can be attitudes, thoughts, and ways that cause us to stumble that we should give up. And so daily surrender yourself into the Spirit's hands. Remind yourself, I am baptized, and strive in obedience to God's mercy, not to let sin reign in your mortal body. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, I give thanks for your dear Son who gave himself in exchange for me. Help me by your mercy to cling for dear life to the cross when I am tempted to stray away from it. Amen. A Lenten response might be to take a walk one day and to observe the goodness all around you, the sunshine, the wind, and the wonder of creation. Think of the many blessings that are yours. Remember his mercy and walk forward with him into the future, his future, that he calls you into.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.